Good morning. We're starting Chayotim Kval Chazalad, Simon Vav. So the in Simon Vav he says, "B'medina seno ein amrim b'musachama mashiv haruach." So we do not say mashiv haruach amorid agoshem in the summertime. Summertime, it's in Eretz Yisrael. Rain is actually detrimental, it's mazik. And even in places where it is not milo or marid, it's not good or bad, it's not mazik, but it's not necessary, we don't say it, because since in some places of the world it's considered something negative, we don't use that as a way to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In regards to the lochas of Bistein Talam Watu the Baruch Hu, about davening for rain, we'll see a little bit further on. Right now we're in the second Baruch Hashem Nesrei, and we're talking about praising Kodesh Baruch Hu. The first two brachos are not about request, they're about praise. So we're praising Hashem that He brings down the rain, which in some places is actually damaging and detrimental. That's not a praise that we want to use. So therefore, even in our Medina, the Chayyadim says where rain in the summer is fine, we do not say Mashiv Haruach Umarid Agoshem. Mimtaba Hizker actually signed Umarid Agoshem and Tzarek Lasser. If a person mistakenly said Mashiv Haruach and caught himself before he said Umarid Agoshem, so that's not a problem, even though the phrase goes together, Mashiv Haruach Umarid Agoshem, but as long as he did not mention the Geshem, the wind is not a problem to mention. Now we're talking about right now in the summertime where a person should not say Merid Hagashem, and he said it incorrectly. Now we will talk about the other way around when he's supposed to say Merid Hagashem and he didn't say it. That's a separate discussion. But now we're talking about a case where a person actually said Mashiv Haruach Merid Hagashem during a time when he should not. So Yaxer La Togibor, he has to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Togibor L'Olam Hashem, Chayim Esim Atorah V'Hashia. And since it's the summer time, that's in Nusach Ashkenaz, he will not say anything at all. He goes straight into Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed. So he goes back to the beginning of the bracha. If, however, we'll see later on, he finished if he finished the whole bracha and started the next one, then he has to go back to the beginning of Shemot Esrei. But over here, he's still holding the second bracha, so he goes back to the beginning of the bracha. And what will be if he finishes the bracha, means not start the next one, will be a separate discussion. Now, Zot to the Chayotim, the nearly the Im Hiskel Rav L'Hashia Mechal Kel Chayim. Okay, now he's supposed to go back to Togibor L'Olam Hashem, B'chayim Yisim Ator, Rav L'Hashia, and Tim B'chal Kel Chayim B'chesed. Let's see, he just said, went back to the words Rav L'Hashia, B'chal Kel Chayim B'chesed. So he just basically corrected where he is. He didn't go back to the beginning. So the Chayim says that will work as well. That is sufficient, even though he did not go back to the beginning. Now he will talk about this more later on in this cloud. He will talk about it in the brachos of, but in regards to the brachos of Baruch Aleinu, saying Talamotar in the summer, can you correct it by going back to the deeper, or even after the deeper? So that's what he did over here. He didn't go back to the beginning of the bracha, which is like starting over again, but rather he's trying to correct the bracha that he said. So that's a discussion for later on. Now, so to say it further, the place where he was, where he is, is a place where there is actually a drought. And this is not just in one small area or even in a whole city's worth, but rather spread out over the whole country. They reach the point that they're davening and they're fasting that Hashem should bring down rain. So we should argue in a case where they're actually davening for rain, we can't say praising Hashem about rain is bad, and they have to correct and go back to the beginning of the bracha, or sometimes the beginning of Shemesh Esrei. If what he's doing is praising Hashem for something which is good, Abba became sort of lost. So the Chayyim holds, even though that's a situation where this whole country of right now is fasting for rain. If a person says Mashiach from Har Gagoshim, Tzarech Lachzor, he has to go back. Then Shaiach Lahas Bishvacha Shalomoka Medavar Shu Klola B'Sham Rekarim. Even though right now in this place it's appropriate, but the other places where that is not so, and therefore it's not appropriate to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu with such a thing which is bound by different physical boundaries. So even in a place of a serious kshamim, a person should not mention Mumorei D'Goshen. In Shabbat, the Hatzis Shachshav, Malakam Adav Hashem Aklal B'Sham Akam. Even though Sayim Abracha, let's leave that for the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.